And away we go on this Wednesday, September the 11th, 2019, 13 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the early show. Scott Spears along with you for the ride today, and I am sorry yesterday that we had a little bit, I guess you would classify it as technical difficulties, and we were not able to get on the air yesterday morning until about 9:30, so if everybody hung around yesterday morning, we finally did get on the air about 9:30 and did an hour and had some great call-ins, but that's what happened. Glad to be back today. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday, and hopefully no snafus will happen and everything will be just fine from now on. So that's what happened yesterday. Now, want to get into the first hour here right away because there are some things I wanted to do yesterday. So now I'm trying to fit 2 days of material into 1 day, but I think we can do it. And there's a lot to talk about today because today, there's not much I can say about this except that every news channel will be talking about it today, and a lot of networks and documentaries will be shown on the History Channel and everything of that nature. September 11th, this is the 18th anniversary of September 11th. I can hardly believe it's been 18 years since that fateful day. And I don't know if I ever talked about where I was on September 11th, and I'll do that really quick here, because everybody has a story about that. It's kind of become this generation's Pearl Harbor. Where were you when Pearl Harbor happened? And I was actually working at a bank 18 years ago in Richwood, Ohio. So I had to leave, I think I had to be at the bank at 8:30 in the morning. So I usually got there about 8:15, 8:20, and I left Marion early that morning, before 8 o'clock, to get to Richwood. And obviously at that point, nothing had happened. So I got to Richwood about 8:20, and we went in and opened up the bank and started things about 8:30. And around 9 o'clock, we started to notice that really nobody was coming in. And I believe that was a Tuesday morning. And not that a bank in Richwood would be extremely busy on a Tuesday morning, but it was as if nobody was coming in and there were no cars on the street. It was very strange. And this is before cell phones, so nobody was getting text messages or anything like that. And at one point, I think a customer came in and told us what was going on, and we had a break room with a television that got 4, 6, and 10. So we turned the television on in the break room and watched, as everybody else watched, the terrible activities of what that day turned into 18 years ago. And the strange thing about that day, and maybe different than Pearl Harbor, was that news did not go off the television. Network news, Dan Rather, Tom Brokaw, Peter Jennings at the time were the network anchors, and it never broke. The coverage never broke, and that I don't believe had ever happened in the history of television, because Pearl Harbor predated television, and I don't think there had been an event like that. And I remember going out that night, September 11th. Two things I remember about that day as I think back on it now, September 11th, 2001. I remember that when I got off at the bank, I was also working a part-time job at a college or a restaurant in Marion. And people were petrified. By the time this happened in the morning until the evening, which probably would have been about 5 o'clock, people were scared to death about what? They weren't scared to death about, I don't think they were scared to death about terrorism in Marion, Ohio. But what they were scared to death about was the gas prices, that they were going to jump up because this might have something to do with the Middle East. And I remember going down Route 95 that night to get to work at the restaurant I was working at, and there was a line, was it a certified station there across from what used to be Payless? But there used to be a gas station where the car lot is there right now. And I remember there was a line about, I'm going to say at least a mile, out of the gas station and down the road of people wanting to get gas because of what had happened. And I do remember that. Now, it's interesting because I also remember that night going out. Once I'd finally gotten home, it was probably, I'm going to say after 9. And I remember going outside and looking up at the sky and thinking there were no planes up there because they had called a halt to aviation. And that never happens. And the sky just looked strange. Now, maybe that could have just been because of all the activities that had happened that day, but I remember the sky just looking strange. So that was my memory of September 11th. And now, this maybe is the more important story to tell from my point of view in regard to September 11th. Now, at that particular time, I was still in college. And we were still on the quarter system back in those days. And we had not started back to school on September 11th. I think we probably started about the 20th, maybe the following Monday. Let's say we started back to college. And I'll never forget this memory, and I still don't know what it was, but Morrill Hall on the campus here in Marion, which is the first building, I don't think it has classrooms in it anymore, but this is before the renovation and the building of the new buildings out here. At Ohio State Marion. And a lot of our classes were in Morrill Hall. And I remember I had a class in Morrill Hall right around 1 o'clock. I think it was a history class. And it was my first day to go to that class. So I'm walking into Morrill Hall. You go in the front door, you go up the steps to the second floor, and then you go around the hallway to where my class was. And I remember going in thinking, there's hardly anybody here for 1 o'clock in the afternoon. This is very strange. You know, first day of classes, 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a Monday afternoon. Where is everybody? Because as my memory has it, I don't think I passed a single person going in the door, going up the steps, going around the hallway, and there was nobody standing outside the classroom waiting to go in. And that was always kind of odd because they're usually were people who were getting ready to go in that class who would gather a little early outside the classroom door. Nobody there. So I went up and I touched the door handle to see if it was unlocked, and it was. So I open up the door to the classroom, and I walk in, and in the center of the room, there are a group of people in a circle who are praying. And I didn't say anything because I didn't want to interrupt them, so I just turned around and went back out the door, and I figured it might have something to do with September 11th because there was a candlelight vigil at Ohio State Marion that I do remember going to, I think the night after September 11th, so I just figured that's what they were doing because there was a group of kids at students at Ohio State Marion that had a club that was evangelical in nature. So I didn't want to interrupt them, so I walked back out of the classroom, and I walked back down that hallway, and I started to go back out the front door, and I thought, well, I have to go to class here in a few minutes, so I'm just going to go back to that classroom and stand outside the door and wait for them to be done, and that'll be that. And this is all happening in probably the course of 3 minutes. It wasn't a big hallway. So I turn back around, and I go back toward the classroom, and I'm still nobody in the hallways. I go back to the classroom, and I stand outside the door, and I'm just waiting for them to finish and leave, and they're not leaving, and the door's not opening, and nothing's going on. So finally it gets to be about 1 o'clock when class would start, and people are starting to show up outside the classroom, and we're getting ready to go in, and nobody's gone in yet. And then 1 o'clock comes, and the professor shows up, and he goes in the classroom. So I thought, oh, okay. Well, if he's going to go in there and interrupt them, I guess maybe we all should go in and interrupt them because it's time for class to start. So we go in, and they were gone. The group that I had seen in that circular formation that was praying was not there. Now, I tell you this story for this reason. I don't know where they went. I never heard the door open. There was only one way in and out of that room. I never saw them leave. I never passed any of them in the hallway as I was going back to the room. I have no idea what that was. But that will always be my memory of September 11th, among with the other things that I talked about. And I do remember the candlelight vigil that was held at, used to be the library at Ohio State, right in front of the pond. The night after September 11th. It was just a totally different time, but that's my memory. Now, does anybody have a unique memory of September 11th, or does anybody have a thought about what I witnessed on that day at Ohio State? What do you think? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. But we certainly remember September 11th, 18 years ago today, all the people who lost their lives that day and all the brave people who lost their lives trying to rescue people in those buildings, as well as the people who died in subsequent wars that came from that incident. It's going to be one of those dates that people will always remember. I think it was President Roosevelt who said that Pearl Harbor would be a day that lived in infamy. Well, I think September 11th is a day that lives in infamy. And always ironic that it was 911. September 11th is 911, which is an emergency number. Very interesting. All right. Calls, 740-383-9944. This is something I wanted to mention yesterday, and I did mention it during the hour program we had yesterday. It's Panindrome Week. Now, does anybody know what Panindrome Week is? This is kind of an interesting thing. The dates this week are the same frontwards and backwards. As to say, September 11th, 2019 is 9/11/2019. But if you are 2011-19, but if you do that backwards, what did I just say? 9/11/19 is the date. 9/11/19. Now, if you look at that backwards, it's still 9/11/19, and that's a panindrome. Now, all dates this week are like that. And I think it goes on for like 10 days, maybe. It's more than just this week. But the dates this week are all like that. I don't know how often that happens, but I think it's kind of interesting. So 9/11/19 is the same backwards, 9/11/19. So it's Panindrome Week. Just something to call to your attention. Do want to mention this before we get into the bulk of the program here, that today, during the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by legendary television judge, I think, Judge Joe Brown, who was on the air for 15 seasons, get his thoughts on some things going on around the world. And tomorrow, because we've had some requests to bring on some people in law enforcement, and I thought, well, what a better time to do this than with the new sheriff's station opening up as of Monday, September the 9th. So tomorrow we're going to be joined by Sheriff Tim Bailey for the entire program from 8 to 10. Learn about the new sheriff's station. Learn about things going on in Marion. Learn about what he's dealing with in the sheriff's station. There's a lot to talk about with the sheriff, and he'll be on tomorrow morning from 8 to 10 a.m. And then Friday morning, from 9:30 until 10, we have a special guest that I cannot tell you about yet because I want to make sure it's totally confirmed. Now, it's pretty much confirmed, but I don't want to announce it yet. The only thing I can say is that this person has never been on this show before, and I think it will be a very interesting guest. 9:30 until 10 o'clock on Friday morning. So that's where we are there. But if you want to give me a ring about anything, do you want to guess at who the special guest might be? Do you have a memory of September 11th? Would you like to comment in regard to Panindrome Week, which is this week? Go ahead. 740-383-9944. Would love to hear from you. There's always something interesting going on in your lives as well as my life. And that's why I like what's hearing what's going on in your life, because I think you know things that are going on that I don't know that are going on, and I think that's how we kind of learn together. Now, I do want to remind everybody today that it is Lavinia's Garden Mum Sale Day, Wednesday, September 11th. Now, you can get these mums from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Marion General Hospital front entrance or the Marion Area Physicians rear or near the pharmacy parking. Marion Area Physicians is what used to be called Med Center. That'll be going on from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., so both of these things have already started. The Garden Club members will be present to answer questions and give advice and care instructions, and the proceeds benefit Marion General Hospital TWIG. So that is today, and it's already underway, Lavinia's Garden Mum Sale. And I know a lot of people are very interested in mums. They have them out, especially this time of year as we head into fall, September 21st, or autumn, however you describe it. And Halloween. Most people keep the mums out through probably November, I would think. And I know Lavinia's mums were a very popular thing. So that's going on today. Marion General Hospital's front entrance are over by the pharmacy at Med Center. The mum sale put on by the TWIG Group Garden Club in here in Marion. So that's nice that there's still something like that going on. Now, we have some trivia questions from the other day that we did not get answered, and we still have tickets to the Columbus Zoo and Jack Hanna's Wilds and a Huntsman Auto Oil Change, 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only. But I have added some new questions, and I added them yesterday because of our conversation on Monday morning in regard to coffee. So I went, since everybody out there drinks coffee, and is such an expert on coffee, much more than I am, I now have some trivia questions in regard to coffee that I am going to give you this morning. Now, I'm going to start out with the questions that we did not have answered from the other day, because maybe somebody has an answer to one of these questions, but then we're going to move on to the coffee trivia as well. So here are the questions we still don't have answered from Monday. What local Marion business sponsored the broadcast of the last charity ball? Now, this would have been in 2007. They were called the Red Carpet Reports. Madge Cooper and I did them. They aired on station WMRN. They only had one sponsor. And it's a local business that is still in business today. We had a lot of guests. Are a lot of guesses, not guests, a lot of guesses on this the other day. Does anybody know what local Marion business that is still in business today was the sponsor of the broadcast of the final charity ball? Does anybody know what the slogan of radio station WMRN was in 1947? And again, I do want to say, I know it was the slogan in 47, but it probably was the slogan other years as well. Might have been the slogan when the station started. What was the slogan of radio station WMRN 1490 back in 1947? What was the estimated attendance at the 1945 county fairs? Now, this would have been Marion and the surrounding counties. What was the estimated attendance at the 1945 county fairs? Now, again, we have to remember, these are the days before everybody had a television. And I think a lot more people were in the ag industry back in 1945, I'm sure of it. So what do you think the estimated attendance was at the 1945 county fairs around this area? Who was the mayor of Marion in 1941? Does anybody know who the mayor of Marion was in 1941? That question's been out there a while as well. Does anybody know the name of the Marion Popcorn Festival mascot? This started last week. Now, we did get an answer that it was Poppy, and I was told that the mascot was wearing a name tag that read Poppy, but the truth is, I have a book that was written by Michelle Rotuno Johnson on the Marion Popcorn Festival, and if his name is Poppy now, it was not Poppy when the Popcorn Festival started. So can anybody tell me what the name was of the Marion Popcorn Festival mascot? Does anybody know the percentage of popcorn that is eaten in the home? Now, you have a 1 in 100 chance of getting this question right. What is the percentage of popcorn that is eaten in the home as opposed to in the movie theater or anywhere else? What's the percentage of popcorn that's eaten in the home? Who was the most famous clown in television history to be killed on the air? Kind of an odd question. Who's the most famous clown in television history to be killed on the air, on television? And finally, what TV show in the 1990s, popular TV show, did a big parody of Bob Hope's Buttons and Bows song? The lead character of this series got up and tried to perform the Buttons and Bows song and forgot the lyrics. That was the classic moment. Does anybody know what TV show, popular TV show of the 1990s, did a parody of Bob Hope's Buttons and Bows? Those are the questions. Does anybody have the answers? 740-383-9944. We have Columbus Zoo tickets, tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds, Huntsman Auto Oil Change, 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only. Or if you just want to call in and answer the question, feel free. Or if you want to talk about anything on your mind. Again, what TV show of the 1990s did a parody of Bob Hope's Buttons and Bows song? Who's the most famous clown in television history to be killed on the air? What is the name of the Marion Popcorn Festival mascot? What percentage of popcorn is eaten in the home? Who was the mayor of Marion in 1941? What was the estimated attendance at the 1945 county fairs? What was the slogan of radio station WMRN in 1947, 1490 station? And what local Marion business that is still in business today sponsored the broadcast of the last charity ball in Marion back in 2007? A local business that is still in business today in Marion. What was that? What is that business that sponsored the broadcast of the last charity ball? 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have the answers to any of those questions? Give us a ring and we will get you up on the air on this midday Wednesday here in the year 2019. Now, as I said, because we had such a great conversation, oh, we have a call coming in here. Maybe this is a correct answer, as it were. Go ahead, caller.
Was Marion Station 1490 since 1940?
You know, that was a slogan of that station, but that was not the slogan in 1947.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, and we've talked about that. That's an interesting story. And the question again is, what was the slogan of radio station WMRN back in 1947. Now, a lot of people have guessed 1490 since 1940, and that did come along later on. But it's kind of interesting because when WMRN went on the air back in 1940, December 23rd, 1940, it was actually 1500 on the dial. So it's a funny little saying that somebody came up with, 1490 since 1940, but actually in 1940, it was not 1490, it was 1500. Years later, they had to move because they put the bigger stations at 1500. Most of the bigger stations, like WLW, ended up at 700, so they had to move the smaller stations off the top of the dial, and that's how WMRN ended up at 1490. But that's not it. Does anybody know the slogan of radio station WMRN in 1947? And I believe it is the slogan that the station started with 7 years earlier in 1940, and they were still using it in 47, and might have even used it beyond. I know it was on their tents at the county fair back in the 40s. That's the picture I saw. So what was WMRN's slogan back in 1947? And the one which we're waiting to get answered, and it's just a local business, it's a local Marion business that's still in business. What local Marion business sponsored the radio broadcast of the final charity ball back in 2007? Does anybody know what that local Marion business might have been? 740-383-9944. Now, as I said, because of our conversation on Monday in regard to coffee, I came up with some questions here that have to do with coffee. So we'll see if you know your coffee trivia here. All right. What kind of coffee is regulated by the Italian government? I don't think we talked about this type of coffee on Monday. But does anybody know what type of coffee is regulated by the Italian government? How much coffee would you have to drink to do harm to your system? This is kind of interesting because we kind of think of coffee as a healthy thing, and I think for the most part, if you drink it in moderation, it is a healthy thing. But there is a point where you can drink too much coffee. How much coffee would you have to drink, and I'm guessing this is probably in the course of a day, to cause some health issues? How much coffee would you have to drink? Some serious health issues, possibly even death. How much coffee would you have to drink? Where is most of the coffee consumed? What place? Now that might be a little easier. Where is most of the coffee consumed? Already brewed, in a cup, and sold. Does anybody know where most of the coffee is consumed? And finally, on our coffee trivia, does anybody know how coffee was discovered? So those are the coffee questions. 740-383-9944. How was coffee discovered? Where is most of the coffee consumed at? What place is most of the coffee consumed at? How much coffee would you have to drink to do harm to yourself and possibly even death? And what type of coffee is regulated by the Italian government? And I'll throw in one more question that has nothing to do with coffee, but I think it's an interesting question. Does anybody know who the first comic strip superhero was? The first comic strip superhero. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is your coffee achiever here.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to guess, because I have a friend that I follow in Italy, and she always talks about their espresso. So I'm going to guess that may be...
That you are right. Espresso is regulated by the Italian government. Now, as near as I can tell, the reason that it's regulated is because there's so much of it.
Oh, okay.
And I, for no other reason than that, I guess that's why it's regulated, but I really did not look at, do you know what exactly espresso is? Is it just a highly caffeinated coffee?
Well, they put steamed, I was thinking that, don't they put steam cream or steam something put into it? It's strong, I think.
Yeah, there's something to it, but I'm not sure if it's strong because of, wouldn't caffeine make it strong?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, because it's my understanding that this other question we have about how much coffee would you have to drink to cause yourself harm and possibly even kill yourself.
So far, so good.
So far, so, yeah. We haven't hit that amount yet. I always, it must have something to do with the caffeine content.
I suppose, yes.
I would guess. But a little bit of coffee. Have you ever had espresso?
Maybe at some time or other I have, but I don't recall. But that does make me think of Cuban coffee, too. Have you ever had Cuban? Well, yeah. You've heard of Cuban coffee.
I've heard of Cuban coffee, but...
That's pretty strong.
Yeah. Well, it's because they had to keep Castro awake.
I know my son always wanted some, and so when he was down in Florida last time, why, his brother-in-law took him to get some, and he said he finally had, you know, got some Cuban coffee. But...
Well, you know, it's interesting. We have cowboy coffee, we've got Cuban coffee, we've got espresso, we've got cappuccino.
And I thought of another one. I don't know that this is the kind of coffee, but it's the procedure. Have you ever done French press?
No.
Well, I have a French press. The other thing is, I find with it that it, it takes longer than I want to fool around with it. It's not that difficult. But my French press sets up on the shelf while I've got my bun coffee maker making coffee.
Now, what exactly is a French press?
Well, a French press is, it looks like it's glass, and it usually holds probably about 1 liter of liquid, give or take. And you pour your hot water in there, and then you put your coffee on top, and then it has a press sort of thing that you very slowly push down. And once it gets down to the bottom, then it's pressed through, and then you pour it out. You know, it's just a different way to, make it.
Huh.
But like I said, it's sitting up there on the shelf looking at collecting dust because I just haven't used it as much.
Now, does it have anything to do with France? Was it invented in France?
Well, I would assume, but you know, after the other day, I don't assume anything because I gave Germany... credit for the Kerrigan, and it was our Massachusetts, up in Massachusetts, that's where it came from, so there
really?
You go.
Massachusetts is where the Keurig came from, so it was not Germany.
It was not Germany.
Huh.
I mean, you know, when you asked me real quick, I thought, yeah, right, Germany, they have such good inventions over there, you know. But no, Keurig comes from Massachusetts, USA.
Huh. Well, that's interesting. Well, I thank you for the information.
You're welcome, Scott.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We do have one of our questions answered here. What type of coffee is regulated by the Italian government? And it is espresso. And it's my understanding from reading up on this, the reason espresso is regulated by the Italian government is because there's just so much of it in Italy that it's a common thing for everybody. But I would guess a common thing here in the United States would be regular coffee for people, and I don't think that's regulated by the government. Maybe the FDA. But that's it. It was espresso. But does anybody know the answers to the other coffee trivia here, 47 minutes past the hour? How much coffee would you have to drink, and I'm guessing this is in the course of a day, to cause some real serious health issues, and possibly even death? Which is amazing to me that coffee, I didn't think coffee could cause death. But how much coffee would you have to drink in the course of a day to do some real damage to your system? Does anybody know that? Where is most of the coffee consumed at? What area is most of the coffee consumed at? Does anybody have a good guess for that one? I thought that was kind of an easy question. Where is most of the coffee consumed at? Does anybody know how coffee was discovered? It's kind of an interesting story. We all drink coffee every morning, but do we know how it came to be? It's an odd story. But if you know that story, give me a call. How was coffee discovered? And then our other little fun question today. Who was the first comic strip superhero? Does anybody know that? So the new questions here today. Who was the first comic strip superhero? How was coffee discovered? Where is most of the coffee consumed at? What place is most of the coffee consumed at? And how much coffee would you have to drink to cause some real health concerns? Does anybody know that? 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open here, 48, almost 49 minutes past the hour. Tickets to the Columbus Zoo, Jack Hanna's Wilds, and a Huntsman Auto Oil Change all hang in the balance. Or if you just want to call in and answer the questions, feel free to do so. We also have our other trivia questions. What local Marion business that is still in business sponsored the final broadcast of the Charity Ball back in 2007? What was radio station WMRN's slogan back in 1947? What was the estimated attendance at the 1945 county fairs? That would be Marion and the surrounding fairs. Who was the mayor of Marion in 1941? What TV show in the 1990s did a big parody of Bob Hope's Buttons and Bows song? Who is the most famous clown in television history to be killed on the air? What is the name of the Popcorn Festival's mascot? Might have a winner here. Go ahead, caller.
The answer to the question about the charity ball, is that Wilhelm's?
Not Wilhelm's, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Not Wilhelm's. The question is, and we got a lot of guesses on this the other day, what local Marion business, which is still in business today, was the sponsor of the radio broadcast of the last charity ball? Does anybody know what local business that was? Again, it's a local business that's still in business here in Marion today. You could go to this business today. What Marion business sponsored the broadcast of the final charity ball radio broadcast? 740-383-9944. Who's the most famous clown in television history to be killed on the air? I thought we would get this one right off the bat, but not yet. Go ahead, caller.
Was on the charity ball, was it Boyd's Funeral Home?
That's a very good guess. It was not Boyd's, but that's a very good guess.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. I tell you, it would be kind of like Boyd's in the fact that obviously Boyd's is still in business here in Marion. That's on the right track. What Marion business, the question we're trying to get answered here, what Marion business, still in business today, sponsored the broadcast of the final charity ball back in 2007? Go ahead, caller.
Pro Skate for the charity ball.
Pro Skate?
Yes.
Not Pro Skate.
Okay.
All right, thank you. But again, we're in the right neighborhood there. It was not Pro Skate. But you could go to this business today. It is a locally owned business, I believe. Matter of fact, I'm almost positive it's a locally owned business. It was a locally owned business back then in 2007. It remains open today. Matter of fact, I think it's bigger today than it probably was back in 2007. But what local Marion business sponsored the radio broadcast of the final charity ball back in 2007? It is a local Marion business still in business today that did those red carpet reports. Does anybody know what it is? 740-383-9944. Maybe this is the answer on its way. Go ahead, caller.
Okay. I said Pro Skate, but not Skate. Is that why you said it was wrong.
Oh, so landscaping is what you're saying.
Yeah,
pro-scape.
Yeah.
Not pro-scape, but that's a good guess. That's okay. Kind of in the, well, that's closer to the answer than Boyd's Funeral Home. I'll say that.
Okay,
thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, not pro landscape, but it is a local Marion business, and it was in business in 2007 when we did the broadcast, and it's still in business today. So there you go. And a landscaping company would be closer to the answer to this than the funeral home, even though the funeral home was a good guess. The question again, what local Marion business, which is still in business today, sponsored the broadcast of the final charity ball back in 2007? Does anybody know what that local business was, which is still in business today? And I think bigger today than they were in 2007. 740-383-9944. Question is on the table. 54 minutes past the hour. Does anybody know the first comic strip superhero? Does anybody know how coffee was discovered? This drink we drink every morning. I don't drink it because I don't like it. But here's this drink that people drink 1,000 different ways. Espresso and cappuccino and regular coffee, black coffee, coffee with cream. Does anybody know how coffee was discovered? Does anybody know that story? Where is most coffee consumed? I'm surprised we don't have a guess on that one, or at least the answer. Where is most coffee consumed at? Does anybody know that? And how much coffee would you have to drink in a 24-hour period to cause some physical problems and possibly even death? I don't know that anybody would do this or could do this, but I guess it's just a measurement. How much coffee would you have to drink in a day to cause some physical problems? Go ahead, caller.
Is the most coffee consumed in the kitchen?
Not in the kitchen. But
okay.
It probably is in the kitchen, but I'm looking for an area.
A coffee shop.
Not a coffee shop. More of like a geographical area.
Oh, a geographical.
Geographical,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, we're looking for a geographical area on that. When I say where is most of the coffee consumed at, where is most of coffee consumed at, it's more of a geographical question than anything else. Go ahead, caller. Oh, well, we lost that caller. Well, if that was you, call back in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If that was you, give us a call back. What we're looking for is where is most of the coffee consumed at? Now, we're looking for a geographical location on that particular question. Where is most of the coffee consumed at? How was coffee discovered? We don't have that one yet. Who was the first comic strip superhero? Does anybody know that? And our question that's seemingly plaguing everybody, what local Marion business, which is still in business today, sponsored the broadcast of the final charity ball back in 2007? And I think this local business is bigger than it was back then. 740-383-9944. And again, we have those Columbus Zoo tickets, tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds, and also a Huntsman Auto Oil Change, 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only. Does anybody know the answers to any of those questions? Does anybody know that local business? Does anybody know where most of the coffee geographically is consumed? Go ahead, caller.
Okay.
Yes.
How about New York?
It is New York. Most of the coffee in the world, well, I guess United States, is consumed in New York. You have it right. Well, he got it right. Most of the coffee is consumed in New York, so I guess we're taking care of these coffee questions this morning pretty well. Most of the coffee is consumed in New York. I thought that was a pretty easy one. How was coffee discovered? Does anybody know how coffee was discovered? We don't have that answer yet. Does anybody know the first comic strip superhero? Who was the first comic strip superhero? Any answers on that one? Does anybody know that local Marion business that sponsored the final broadcast of the Charity Ball back in 2007, a local business that's still in business today? Does anybody know the answer to that particular question? All right, let's take the call. Go ahead, caller. Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, this is Joel Collins. I'm calling for the Ohio Troopers Coalition. May I speak to the owner, please?
Well, actually, you're on the air right now. Could you call back after 1 o'clock today?
Okay, there's no message. I'll try back another time.
Thank you. We still get those robocalls, but if the phone ever rings busy, it just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back. 740-383-9944. 59 minutes past the hour. We still have time for one more guest this morning. Does anybody know what Marion business sponsored the broadcast of the final charity ball? A local Marion business that's still in business today. Who was the mayor of Marion in 1941? How was coffee discovered? Does anybody know how that all came to be? Go ahead, caller.
Was it Superman?
Not Superman. He was not the first comic strip superhero, but that's a good guess.
Green Hornet?
Not the Green Hornet.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Not the Green Hornet and not Superman. I tell you, we're coming up on a break here. We're going to be step out here for news and weather for about 10 minutes. We'll be back after that. Don't forget Charlie Evers coming up from 10 a.m. till 12 noon today. He'll be doing some trivia and things like this. And A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble, 12 to 1 today. And Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman from 4 to 5 today. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6 to 7. Lots of programming today here on WWGH Radio. Be back.
To see happen from this point out. This is now the truth.
It is the truth. And this is what I wanted. My goal is, I want to be written. I want everything. I would like everyone to take back what they